the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, finally, this week, one of the iconic brands of the last 100 years filed for bankruptcy after years of declining sales. It seems that the fate of Tupperware has been sealed. We do love our bad puns. When writer and comedian Justine Stafford got a whiff of this story, she was surprised. Here's her fresh take on Tupperware's demise.
Now let's go to a little town in New Jersey where things are really popping. Yes, there's a party going on at Mrs. Betty Martin's house. It's a Tupperware party, and it's really fun.
Do you remember Tupperware parties? They were kind of like an Ann Summers party, with far less wine, but probably just as much plastic.
Hear that? That's Tupperware's airtight promise to lock in flavor and lock out air. So salads keep their... and gelatin desserts keep their...
To be honest, I was surprised when I heard the news of Tupperware's bankruptcy. Some are so devoted to the little plastic tubs that they even made up jokes about them. Why did the Tupperware blush? Because it saw the salad dressing. Why did the Tupperware salesman always bring snacks? To seal the deal. Good one. But the love from some is airtight. Mind you, it probably is a huge loss. Almost as big as the amount of Tupperware lids I've lost over the years. Gone but not forgotten. I've never been organised when it comes to storage, and I've always felt a mix of awe and terror towards those who are. But Instagram is really trying to give me a hint lately, I think, because my algorithm is nothing but storage hacks and pointless products. Yesterday, a video popped up of a woman's fridge stacked high with a Tupperware tub for every item possible. There were tubs inside tubs at one point, like some sort of Russian doll-esque pursuit to organise the fridge. I'm sorry, but who has the time for that? Do I really want to come home, ravenous for a snack, and have to trawl through 10 different containers, with probably access codes, just to get a slice of ham? Who are these people? Have they killed and will they kill again? And most importantly, are they any crack? Or is their crack organised too? I mean, what happens when they go to the pub? Am I going to be sitting there with Susan about to toast the end of the work week when she whips out her freezer bag to offer me a cube of ice? Well, go on so, Susan. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I just hope you pack some salt and lemons as well, because I'm going to need tequila if this carry-on continues. I saw the same type of over-organisation in an office my friend used to work in. There's always one, they say. Walking over to her desk was like walking into a stationery shop. She had big Bic energy. Every pen was lined out and colour-coordinated with its accompanying highlighter. Wow! The sellotape was never seen outside of its dispenser. And as for the stapler, I think the biggest insult you could have given this person was accusing their stapler of being stapleless. Now, I could think of a far more creative insult, to be honest, but I still had to admire her organisational skills. I think I'd be dangerous if I was that organised, or if I had that much time to dedicate to it. I'm too busy trying to organise my own meltdowns. I need to schedule them out so that they don't interfere too often. Maybe there's a Tupperware tub I could get for that. But I suppose I'll never know now. In the meantime, I think I'll just stick to these storage senseis from afar online and leave the organisation to the professionals.
Comedian and writer Justine Stafford dishing out her take on the Tupperware story, with sound design by Sarah Miller.